Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara, ladies and gentlemen, already had her 19th anniversary. She's our original founding member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top tax experts on small business in the galaxy. She's written the book on the topic, J.K. Lasher, Small Business Taxes 2018. I got the new one in my hand right now, folks, plus a whole bunch of other books, all the J.K. Lasher books for the last 20-something years. She started doing it right out of junior high. And she is an attorney. She is a tax expert. She's a radio host. She's an author. And more importantly, she's our good friend. Barbara, welcome back.
I'm so glad to be here, and congratulations to you on this great run.
Thank you. How about that? 20 years.
Hard to believe.
And you've been with me almost the whole time.
Yep, I can't believe it.
All but about 4 months. You joined me in March of '98.
Right. Yep.
So we've had fun, haven't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's been quite a time.
I remember you about 8-9 years ago. You called me and you said, "I want to start a radio show." And I said, "Why?"
That's right. It was 10 years ago. It's hard to believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "I know what you're feeling, but what are you thinking?" And you did that, and you've done that, and that's been going on for 10 years. And so congratulations on all the great success of yours. And I can't tell you on behalf of my audience how much we appreciate you being here and being so regular. I mean, folks, I've never called Barbara, even if I was in a pinch, I've never called her when she didn't say, "I'll do it." Now, that's a dedicated person to you, not to me, but to you. And, Barbara, I want you to know that means a lot to me and to everybody out there.
Well, thank you.
So, all right, give us some advice. What do we need to know about taxes these days?
Well, you got to pay attention to what's going on in Washington, because it's possible it could impact 2017 taxes, or maybe it won't take effect till 2018 and 2019. We just don't know. We don't know what it's going to be, when it's going to be.
It's looking less like retroactive, isn't it?
Well, there are some things that might be. For example, some of the expensing of equipment and purchases. So that could be a very good thing for businesses that need to buy items.
But here we are. This is like a deja vu, Barbara. Here we are closing on the end of the year, and we still don't know exactly how to make our plans.
Well, that's I think we should be used to that by now, considering that year in and year out we've had provisions that expired. We don't know if they're going to be extended. And no different this year. We had many provisions that expired at the end of 2016, and we don't know if they're going to be extended for 2017 or beyond. And again, we usually don't know until almost at the end of the year. And this is just sort of standard operating procedure for Congress these days.
Right. Well, it's an example of how unprofessional I think they are, how out of touch Congress is with how the world works, and it's so bad, Barbara, they don't even have the ability to be ashamed of themselves.
If Congress were a business, they'd all be fired.
Like every one of them. Every single one of them.
Because you can't run a business this way. There's something called timing, you need to go forward, and you and I
understand that running a government is not like running a business. It's not exactly an autocracy like a business can be, but still, there's no question that you and I could straighten them out in about 2 months. What do you think?
Well, I sure think so, and you'd think that some of these people in Congress do have businesses, that they would understand this and that they would be responsive, but they're just, I don't know. I guess their constituents don't.
Right. So you think the big thing that might happen this year would be some write-offs, some extra write-offs?
Maybe. I don't know. I think that businesses are sort of have blinders on and just doing what they need to do, and the tax results will just come after. In other words, if I need a piece of machinery, I'm going to buy it now because I have to run my business efficiently. And if I get an extra write-off for it, great. If not, well, you know, I needed it.
Well, you know, they've all made it, Republicans and Democrats have made it abundantly clear that their process doesn't really take you and me into consideration.
Well, small business, despite the lip service, how important small business is to the economy and how much we love small business,
yeah.
And this is Global Entrepreneurship Week, and we should be celebrating small business.
It's just lip service.
Exactly.
And we're gonna cover some of those points to support what we just said after this break. 22, going to get into the tax bill with Barbara Welpin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.